Yamadu Marang, everyone. That is your new Rajri word. It means, how's it going? How are ya? What's up? It's all around us. So Yamadu Marang, how are we? Tonight we're on the awesome and beautiful Wurundjeri country. And thank you to the elders past, present, and emerging for having us on your cool as fuck land. Tonight's guest, he's a little bit of a shafaker. He's a bit of a cheeky monkey. He's a bit of a handsome boss, if you know what I mean. And his name is Johnny DiLorocco.
Thank you, baby. It's a pleasure Welcome. To be here. Thank you for having me.
Welcome. And then
we camera am I supposed to look at? This one or that one? Then which one gets my better side?
Yeah. They're all your good sides.
Oh, thank you.
You're welcome. We also have...
Both of them are right up your crotch.
That's good to know. I'll keep my hands here.
No.
Hey, look, it'll increase your female viewing audience.
We don't have any females.
All males.
Yeah.
Tell me when she watches it back.
Okay. Yeah.
Sorry, hands are here. We're good.
We also have the beautiful, the sadistic spirit, Jahari, my co-host. Welcome. And my stunning daughter, Mayhem.
Look
at her go, man. Just her existing. It's just, you want to hold it? She's so cool. All right. Mr. Rocco.
This is new for me. So, you know, you tell me exactly what you want.
Have you ever had a reading?
I have never had a reading before.
Really?
Nope. Never had one.
Hell, it blows my mind when people haven't had a reading.
That's because most people are just like, where do you go to get them?
Everywhere. Like, you could, like, everywhere.
Just not cultured enough, I guess.
But they're in every culture.
Yeah, I know, but like, well, if you go to like a Wagwan, what do they tell you? It's like, you've got to eat more greens.
No.
And then they smack you.
I used to, before I moved to Melbourne, I used to go to this lady. She was, I think she was Maltese and Lebanese. And she used to do tea leaf readings and tarot readings. And one time she gave me this tea leaf reading, and like, she gives you a cup of tea, or it's like coffee, sorry.
Yeah.
You drink it, and then she gives you the reading off the markings of what's left in the cup. And like, when she showed me, like, you can actually see like humans and like mountains, and she explains it, and it was fucking awesome.
It's pretty cool.
Yeah, I think you should try that.
I'll give it a go. And I mean, hey, first time for everything, so let's go. All
right, cool.
You're gonna have to like explain what each of the cards mean, though, because I.
Oh yeah, that's my job. Sweet. Yeah. I'll let you in. I'll tell you what the spirits are saying about you. They're very active today. I've noticed. I've been a bit. How to explain it, like, off with the fairies more than normal, because I've been just been getting a lot of like messages and signs, random things in my personal life, but also other people around me. Like, there's just a lot of energy around today. Maybe it's because it's windy, and like, sometimes I think when it's windy, maybe the spirits just like, they can't control themselves, so they just fucking get lost in the wind, and that's why everything feels so like roller coastery. Anyway.
These cards look really sick.
Yeah, they are fucking sick. These are Dreamtime cards. Alright, you want this one card?
No. I just was saying I like the pattern on it.
Oh,
that's
okay.
The one I can see.
Alright, I need you to pick a card though.
Yeah, you should never go for the one on the top of the pile. You should always go for one that's obscured, so that one that was underneath. Yeah.
Right. Ooh. Ooh. You got this card before. You got the Magpie card, which is the card of spoken truth. Are you speaking your truth, young man?
I mean, I hope I'm speaking my truth. Tony Montana said it best. I've got two things in this world, my word and my balls, and I don't break them for no one.
That's
words to live by.
That's good shit.
Yeah.
Also, another cool thing about this card is obviously the colors are really beautiful. We've got some really nice purples and pinks and blues and greens and white, which is very important because white is a very cleansing color. But the thing that I like about this card is you're wearing black and white, and the magpie is black and white. So this is obviously representing you, but also birds in this realm of my world, they're messengers of the spirit world. So there's obviously a message that's gonna come out today that's gonna help you with something. I don't know what it is yet, but we'll find out.
I like magpies because they're ready to pick a fight with anyone, and you know,
yeah.
I'm down for that.
And I think it's interesting as well.
Mm-hmm.
We're coming into... He's okay. The cool thing about this as well is no other wrestler on this podcast has pulled that card on a show, like on this podcast.
Nice.
The thing I think is interesting about it is, why did we pull it? Now we're into spring. So magpies are more active in spring. We pull this card once spring hits. Like, we could have pulled this card at any other point.
Yeah.
So what do magpies do in spring? They're giving birth to something new. Have you given birth to a new idea, a new hobby, a new love, a new something?
Well, I'd definitely say, for me personally, you know, I'm not sure if people pay attention to the greater wrestling world and professional championship wrestling, but obviously my partnership with Tommy Hellfire ended in less than amicable circumstances recently. And when given the chance to sort of, you know, speak my truth, I said, you know, when we were a team, it was all about taking care of Stallone's business, and then Stallone's business slowly became, you know, Hellfire business, and now it's time to take care of Rocco business. So that's, you know, the one thing I'm giving birth to.
Cool. Business. I also think you need to open your wings and spread and fly as high as you can.
Oh, I mean, shit, yeah.
Just like the magpie does.
Am I allowed to swear on the podcast?
Yeah, fuck yeah.
Awesome. Fuck you. Get those cunts out.
Yeah.
Fuck yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, shit. No, there's not many rules on this podcast. Just don't be a piece of shit, really.
That's going to be difficult for me.
Even that, actually, as long as it's good content.
Yeah, look, that's fine. I mean, I've got some really funny stories and anecdotes to tell.
Yeah, I mean, we're not trying to get monetized here.
What's your most favorite story to tell people?
I think my favorite story to tell people, so obviously, you know, we're all wrestlers and stuff like that. Have you guys had the dream where you're about to go out for your match and you don't have your gear?
Yeah. Well,
you guys would remember similar. This because they were on that show, but I don't know, because you guys were getting ready for your match. But I had got a new pair of tights made specifically for the first Grand Slam. And it was my friend Erin, who she lives out in Geelong and she lives on a farm.
Mm-hmm.
So she'd made my tights and she was like, I'll get them down to the show. They'll be there by about like 3:30 at the latest. At 3 o'clock, she messages me like, oh, hey, one of my horses is sick. I'm not going to be able to get down and give you gear.
My horse is sick. Yeah,
I didn't bring spare gear.
Ugh.
So I'm literally there like, what time can you get here? Because we were match number two. And so she's like, oh, I don't know. I'll try to get there by like 8 o'clock. And I'm like, fuck. So I literally,
letting us down, Aaron.
As the show's about to start, I go and grab one of the rookies who was in the Royal Rumble later. And I'm like,
give us your pants.
I literally was like, bro, take your gear off right now. I need to wear it for my match. And so I get it on. I put on my gear and stuff like that. I had to take off my knee pads, but luckily I had just wrestling boots on underneath the knee pads. So I had them. And so we're getting ready and the first match is happening. It was Edward Dusk versus Danny Psycho.
Mm-hmm.
They're going through their match. They're finally getting into the finishing sequence. Crowd's gone berserk. And then my phone pings and it's my mate. She's like, I'm here with your gear. And you remember how I had to run out the back into the car park, go get my gear. I come back and I'm there. And I literally, it was Nate Cross, Castone, and I think Ryan Rapid literally had to like hold me and help me pull my gear off over the, because I tucked everything into my boots and everything. So they're tucking it. 1, 2, 3, their match is over and stuff like that. And Tommy's literally looking at me and he's like, bro, what the fuck are you doing? And I'm sitting there panicking. And so I'm just like hastily pulling my gear on. And like, I go to put my kick pads on and our music hits. And it's just like, I just threw my kick pads to the side and Tommy's standing there and he's like, what? And I'm like, let's just go. And literally pulled my tights up, tucked my dick between my legs and walked out through the curtain.
That's a professional.
Literally like, and you watch the footage, you would never know that I was literally shitting myself because I was in my underwear 30 seconds before I'd stepped out. So literally, like, the story that everyone tells, I lived that. And it was fucking harrowing. I have a lot of wardrobe malfunctions. There was a match I had. It was me and I think it was Luke Sabre versus Nate Cross and Tricky. It was on a Halloween show. And so I was wearing my suit pants. And at the start of the match, Nate gives me a big clothesline. I go down, take a bump, and I split my pants right up the crotch. Oof. And then
that's these pants.
Yeah,
show the people.
Look, you can see there's the little
get
split
it on
there.
His
it's just
get it on his sleeve.
It's what happens. You can see the little hole there.
There's so many.
Can you see?
It?
You can like you can get your finger in there. There it is. But you know, I'm used to really embarrassing stuff. So
me too. I once was in a match. With a lady, and she put me in a full body scissors. So we're sitting down, and my titty came out.
Nice.
But thankfully, I had the best referee in the country, and he fucking cut in front, and he saw what happened, and he just, you know, gave me a minute to tuck it back in, and as soon as I tucked it back in, he moved away from the fans. No one saw my titties.
Nice.
For free. So it was good. And I felt very safe.
What?
No, you know what? Hold on. You know what? We need to appreciate our fucking referees, except Tom.
Fuck Tom.
Fuck Tom. Fuck
ref.
Fuck Tom. Ref Sam, fucking 10 out of 10. He has gloves. He's got a fucking watch. And he's got fucking suspenders. And he looks like a fucking total bro doing it. And he's a good fucking ref. But ref Tom.
Suck my dick.
Tom doesn't have
what?
Fucking hope.
Fuck you, ref Tom.
Specifically.
Sorry about that.
No, that's okay.
Do you have anything to say about ref Tom?
I don't think I've actually.
Say something.
Any opinions on ref Tom?
You know what? Ref Tom, if you're out there watching, go fuck yourself, bro.
Yeah.
Very claps for ref dog. Tom. Go and fuck himself.
Raw dog and ref Tom in the red wing.
No, but you know, it's one of those things where it's like everyone these days, when they find someone they don't like, they always wish like massive things like, oh, I fucking hope you die or whatever. No, wish minor inconveniences on. Like, I fucking hope you stub your toe on a cold morning. Ooh. I hope you're running late for work and you can't find your keys.
I hope you got to run after the train and then you miss the train. Yeah, and look like just fucking
and everyone's watching you do it. One. Like, I hope you, like, you need to go to the toilet, but there's no toilet paper. Like, it's the worst kind of inconveniences.
Okay.
It's intense.
I got a scenario.
Oh, God.
What would you do if you was out in public, right?
Yep.
Getting a bit of a sore puku. You're like, what's going on here? Anyway, you fart and you're like, I got to go toilet. You go to the toilet. You got mad fucking diarrhea and there's no toilet paper. What are you wiping with?
Goodbye socks.
Oh, whoa, socks.
Wow.
I never even thought you about can, using hey, your socks.
You can get home with just bare feet in shoes. Goodbye socks.
That's
just gone.
Fucking clever.
Because you need underwear because like if you don't clean yourself up properly, you don't want like shitty ass touching your pants. If it's touching underwear, they're fine. You can just wash them, but your socks, they're expendable.
That's actually really fucking.
Unless you're wearing ankle socks, in which case you're fucked.
No, you could still. Oh, it depends how big your ass.
Do you not? How many? Bro, I'm a wog, man. We wipe, like, we go, like, and go, and go, and go, and go. If you're not seeing blood, you're not wiping enough. Just as simple as that.
Is it because you have a hairy bum?
Yes. I do shave my bum, though.
Do you have dingleberries when you don't shave?
No, thankfully not.
I know a guy who also has a hairy bum. Philip. He gets dingleberries.
That's disgusting.
He also picks them off and eats them when he gets bored. Wow. Yeah. They look like sultanas.
Is that breaking news? Fun time Phil Big Rig Fox eats his own dingleberries.
It is.
You heard it here first.
Heard it here first.
Broken.
Near-death experience. Yep.
I have to remember the next show on that.
Fox eats his own dingleberries. Just like sultanas. Just like Mama used to make them. You know what I mean?
Sultanas are a delicious treat. And
fuck you.
Can we talk
about sultanas?
Are you serious?
Fuck
you. I was going to talk about what is it? When you're a kid.
Sultanas are the ghetto fruit of all the ghetto kids across the world.
But that's the thing. You eat it when you're a kid.
I fucking never want to see a little packet of 80 cent fucking sultanas in my fucking lunchbox ever again.
You're an adult.
Fuck you, Dad, for giving me fucking sultanas my whole fucking life.
What is it with sultanas that everyone eats them until they're 12 years of age, and the second you touch high school, you will never eat another sultana in your fucking life?
That actually hit home.
You don't like sultana brand? That shit keeps you
ready. But I would rather slip my wrist in my cereal bowl.
Yeah.
Than eat fucking sultanas ever again.
Almost as bad as Ref Tom.
Ref Tom is the human sultana.
That's a great point.
I actually like sultanas.
A shriveled mess.
Yeah, right? Sultanas are delicious.
They're upset.
Yeah, but that's because you guys got other fruits
you're
in your lunchbox.
That they're not chocolate chips. Let's be honest, that's the hate. The sultanas aren't chocolate chips.
You're not wrong. I feel lied to and I feel betrayed. You know, when I bite into a fucking muesli bar or like a cookie and I'm like, sweet, little black dots, that's fucking clearly chopped chips, right? Delicious, delicious, sugary chopped chips. And I fucking sink my teeth into it and it's this fucking dry, rubbery, fucking bland piece of shit.
Speaking of, can we talk about something? Whoever the fuck is the dickhead who said we should start putting orange peel in hot cross buns, fuck what? You.
Wait.
No. No. You can put sultanas in your hot cross buns, but if you start putting rind in there, go fuck yourself.
Yeah. I never that heard shit's of this.
Have you never had? No.
No.
Yeah, it's gross. It's disgusting. That's because rind is gross.
Do you live on the
it's
nice side of town?
It's white people shit. No, it's white people shit.
Well, that
us wogs, we like the wogs. We put sultanas in it, but you put fucking rind in there, and your grandma would smack you. Yeah. She'd get out the thong.
I feel like wog grandmas just looking for an excuse to smack. That's my experience from a.
Oh yeah.
Well, it's because we're talking too much shit. We deserve it. You know what I mean? Like
when I do it.
Be your last day. What was your favorite? What was your favorite? Your nonna's favorite weapon of choice to flog you with?
Wooden spoon.
Oh, classic. Fuck.
Like some well, grandparents will use the thongs. That's more like a mum or a dad thing. Grandparents, it's the wooden spoon. My mum used the wooden spoon as well. Although one time she fucked up. She was trying to threaten us with it. She broke it on the table.
Rookie mistake.
No, see, and my brother actually screwed us. We figured out at one point that when we get smacked as kids, as soon as you started crying, the smacking stopped. And then one time my brother started crying before the smack had landed.
Whoa. No
smack. Sold it. He sold it too early. And dad was clued in and he's just like, oh, no, nah, it doesn't matter if you're already crying. Give him one more for good.
What's the, okay, all right. Everyone has a story where they get very humbled by their elders for the most embarrassing and stupid reason. What was your embarrassing, stupid humbledness?
Here's a good one. I've had a lot. But probably one of the big ones was my family had a timeshare at the Murray Valley Resort in Yarrawonga. And the pool, the old outdoor pool they had. So you know how pools have a deep end and a shallow end? Instead of having a deep end and a shallow end, the pool was all the same depth, except in the middle. So it went from the sides and went in. So this way.
How tragic.
And so I was like 4 years old, couldn't swim worth a shit, and I was wearing a t-shirt. And I've jumped into the pool. Head first with my t-shirt up. I start drowning and my grandma had to jump in, haul my ass out and save me.
You ever had a blow-up pool?
Yeah. Surprise. We popped it after a week.
Did you ever have a din can?
These two didn't even know that you could put pools underground.
No. You had overground pools. They were the best.
No.
I had a couple of friends, like my friend Adrian McAllister. His family was rich. I used to love going to his house. He didn't want to come to my house because we were poor. But his family was rich. They had a tennis court. They had a pool. They had everything.
What?
They had like all the video game consoles. So being his best friend was the best.
Armchair family was poor?
Yeah.
What the fuck is going on?
Actually,
well, it wasn't our timeshare. It was grandma's. She had wog money. We didn't.
That's fair. I had a friend in high school that we became friends and then I realized she was rich. And like whenever I'd go to her house, they had heaps of cool food. So I just used to go eat food at their house.
All their food was edible.
Like, come on.
Sultanas.
We've all lived off alphabet noodles with a scoop of Vegemite stirred through it. Yeah? Yeah?
Ugh.
How good? Nah. It's the same if you want a low cost meal, have steamed rice with just a spoon of Vegemite dumped in and just stirred through.
Do you want to know what a real cheap meal is? A glass of warm water.
Okay, that's
fills your belly so good you go to bed, feel like you just had a bowl of oats. It's the same feeling. You wake up next day, no calories.
Single fucking slice of cheese.
It's like a fucking glick.
Where are you getting the money to heat that fucking water? What do you think we're made of money in this place?
We have warm water at home.
The warm water at home.
Yeah.
Get out of the fridge.
Wait a couple of days and you're room temperature. What do you bloody want?
I don't want sultanas. That's what I fucking want.
If you put them in the warm water.
We should call my dad and introduce him. Right?
We'll have grapes.
Exactly. You
know? And everything will be grape again.
Are you alive? Stop fucking with the fairies.
Sorry. This is a very mature podcast.
No, nothing I do is mature. Absolutely nothing.
But no, yeah. The foods, because when we go to grandma's, we get like all the good food and stuff like that. But at our house, it was like, you know, like baked chicken like four nights a week.
That's
better than nothing.
You ever had
potato chips between bread?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Tomatoes, tomato sauce sandwiches are peak.
With Devon.
No, you, not you, even. No, you just literally tomato Devon. Sauce.
You put the Devon. You put
yeah,
the
who
sauce,
can afford deli mix?
The bread,
come on.
And then you squish it and you make it as thin as possible.
I thought we were in the mud together.
Another example of me being a weirdo, one of the things I used to do was I'd get like 5 or so slices of bread. You tear off the crust. You eat the crust because you don't want to waste food. But then you just get the bread and you mush it into a ball, and then you get the second piece and you just keep mushing it up, and then you eat it. You eat that ball of just nothing but bread. No crust, just bread. It's great.
I can't get behind that.
Nah, you got to try it.
I would dip that.
Yeah, I would try it.
In the warm water.
We could dip
that. Yeah, no, there was a thing. When you got your Maggi noodles, you leave the water in there, and then you get like a piece of bread, you dunk it, and then bam.
No, I can get behind that.
I'm also a weirdo. When I used to eat sausage rolls, and I'm the same with pizza and stuff like that, when I eat a sausage roll, I will eat the pastry and then eat the meat. And when I eat pizza, I will pull the topping off, eat the topping,
freak.
And then just eat the pastry.
Yeah, you're
freak.
Weird now.
Burn him.
Same with meat pie.
He's a witch.
You pull the lid off the meat pie, you use it to
dunk
out the meat,
and then
you just eat the base.
Yes, that's the right way to
eat pie.
Three
meals in one.
Yes, I agree. And you put the sauce in and mix the sauce in, make a little sauce soup.
Fucking,
it's good shit.
Conquered the Lotties. Eat pie. Conquer motherfuckers. This is why you got no home. Wasting time on pie.
Think of that.
Also, Pepsi Max, by the way, is the superior soda.
But I've got to shake your hand.
Good. When people are like, oh no, Coke is better, it's like...
Cock is better.
Oh, look, regular Coke is better than regular Pepsi, but Pepsi Max is the superior one. Better than LA Ice, better than Q-Cola.
I'm going to be honest, when I was a kid, I thought LA Ice was called La Ice. So I used to say, Jack, can you get the La Ice? And he would.
Hey, I'm drinking La Ice here.
Because I had bubbles. That's good shit, La Ice. Yeah, crack open a new La Ice, please. Yeah, it's good shit. Until my cousin told me it's called LA Ice because there's a dot in between the La.
Is there?
Apparently. I just believed her word because she bullied me for it. So I assume she was right. She knew better.
Hello.
Ice, please.
I am so thirsty. What would you like to drink?
Ice.
Something I would drink. What's that? Ice.
Ice. Crack open a new ice, please.
Hey, I'm drinking the ice here.
She knew better. An example of like not knowing shit as a kid, I genuinely thought that I was always confused as to why N showed up in the alphabet twice. I'm not even joking about this. W, X, Y, N, Z. So every time I get I'd go like, hang on a minute, didn't I? And I literally one day I asked my teacher, I go, why do we say N twice? And her name was Mrs. Noble. And she just looked at me and she was like, I can't imagine she just wanted to crack my head open. Like, what an idiot.
That's good.
I was really stupid with stuff like that. Like, I was just dumb.
No. I mean, you just learn differently.
But it makes sense, right? W, X, Y, N, Z.
Does
why does it show up twice?
It says and.
No. It's N.
Yeah, but it was right when you say N.
Yeah.
N.
Y, N, Z. Did you say Z or Z?
Z.
Z. Okay. You say H or
what's
H?
The real one? What are we supposed
H.
to say?
W, H. Fuck, I don't know.
You're an educated man.
I suppose it's just personal preference. I say H if I'm trying to sound snooty, but otherwise it's H. Wait, I just said
you
H
said the same thing twice.
Who? What do you say? H.
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 Yeah, H. Like triple H. You don't say triple H.
Oh, yeah,
no, H.
Okay.
I'm not going to argue with you.
Again, wasting time.
Yeah.
Extra H.
Better take something slow. Appreciate the H's. All three of them.
There we go.
What's your holy H's?
As in, what does that mean? Like the Father, Son, and the Holy Ghost? Like, what are we talking about here?
Yeah, what's your holy trinity? What's your three H's? What's the three things you can't live out without?
Head, honeys, ham sandwiches? I don't know.
That's good.
That's I don't good. Even like ham that much. Ham is delicious, but like, if you're going to have something on a sandwich, like put some salami or prosciutto on there.
Of course you said prosciutto. It's like the saltiest meat. It's delicious.
It's delicious.
So salty.
That's what's the best part.
I know. I'm not disagreeing. Calm down.
Anchovies?
Yes, anchovies. Bro, come on. This man knows what's up. Anchovies on pizza.
Like, I like this best.
Like pineapple goes on pizza.
Yeah.
And anchovies as well.
Mm.
But they're furry fish.
And I eat kiwi fruits with the skin on. I will eat a whole kiwi fruit.
Has anyone told you that you look like a herring?
Absolutely. I've never heard that before. Yeah, it's like the baby and a herring had a
fused
baby.
A herring's a fish.
I've never been told I look like a fish. It's new, and I'll take it.
Look into the camera.
Which one, that one?
Whichever one you want.
Are you going to like do a split screen?
Yeah.
Yeah. I think it's the eyes.
Maybe.
Yeah. Mm. Yeah. Yeah. One time, so there was this like little fish shop at our local shops when I was a kid. And I used to go there because I didn't buy the fish, but they had like a little, it was like a glass tank out the front of the fish shop with live crabs in it. But they taped the claws so you couldn't get hurt. So I just used to go there and pat them while my mum did the grocery shopping. And I used to fuck around with these crabs. And I remember one time we were walking past and they had like fish heads and shit in the fucking front counter.
Yeah.
And we walked past and my sister's like, wait, you look like that herring. And I looked at it and I just apparently looked back at her and just fucking broke down. I was so traumatized by looking like a herring, so it became a thing. Anytime you walked past, it was you. Like, I don't want to be a herring. Please don't make me a herring. I believed everything my sister said.
Do you feel you look like a herring? Like, is
sometimes.
It a compliment?
Sometimes.
She burst into tears.
That was as a kid.
I haven't seen my sister a while, so she hasn't been able to call me a herring. But the next time I see her, if she calls me a herring, I'll tell you my reaction.
Sweet. Good. But I'm genuinely, like, curious about this now because I'm kind of like, I've been called a herring, and I'm like, I don't hate it, don't love it, but I'm kind of like on the fence. I'm sort of like, I'm gonna have to, you know, see the footage back when there's the herring next to me and kind of be like, oh, yeah, I totally see what she's saying.
It kind of looks like a...
Like
yeah, just like they look really surprised all the time. Yeah.
I thought that was a hairy one.
Yeah.
In this room.
I lost you for a second.
That's the little kid face when you like you break something and you know you're gonna get your ass kicked by your parents. Oh my god. I was the worst. I was the kind of person that if I ever broke something, I kind of put it back together and then put it down and then hope that someone else would pick it up and be like, you broke it. That was me all the time.
So you like to throw people under the bus?
Yeah, 100%.
Fuck, man.
As a kid, as an adult, I'm just now like, oh, fucking whatever. Just blame me for everything. I don't care.
Hit me, please.
Yeah.
How many siblings do you have?
I have two. I've got two sisters.
Two sisters. So are you the youngest?
Yeah.
I fucking knew it. You have that the same vibe as me. You're just naturally really good at being annoying.
Thank you.
It's a compliment. Okay, that's good. Actually a compliment.
No, but having older sisters was, you know, it was always nice when they brought their friends over. little 13-year-old Rocco sitting there going, hey, how you doing? Sleepovers were great.
Did you have pubes then?
I'm a wog, so yeah, I basically had like facial hair by the time I was in grade 6.
Wait, how?
Got bullied mercilessly for it. People would come, because I had the monobrow as well, so people would come up and they'd do this.
I assume you were just born a few and developed.
Yeah, pretty much. I gained sentience.
He's an ingrown hair. Mum had to pluck him out.
Ingrown hairs are the worst.
Oh, fuck. But so satisfying to pop.
Oh, yeah.
Like they're top tier.
It's like when you get when it turns into like a blackhead and stuff like that, and you just like, you pop it, just the little blackhead pops out, and you're just like.
Little worm?
Yeah.
The worm comes out attached to the hair.
It's like, I used to think I had tryptophobia, and then I went down that deep dark hole of exploring tryptophobia videos on YouTube. It's the fear of small holes. So you get like the pimple popping videos where they pop in like massive clusters of pimples and stuff like that. I just find that stuff fascinating because I'm a weirdo.
No, I like pimple popping too, but tell me more about this hole thing. What the fuck is that about?
Tryptophobia. You have a fear of small holes, tiny holes.
A large amount of.
Yeah, a larger than like.
So like if you looked at a sponge, you'd freak out.
There are some people who legitimately freak out.
Wow.
Yeah.
Name the duck.
Name him.
Name the duck.
Quincy.
Not good enough. Quincy. Thumb wrestle her.
Okay. Sweet. I cheated thumb wrestling, by the way.
So does everyone else.
Oh.
Need a referee. Name him. Thumb wars.
Poor child. Careful, my Red Bull. Where is that? Don't want to knock over the liquid gold.
Here you are, Eric.
Thank you. Put it here.
Oh, fuck yeah, you got the ref for this and everything. For the record, I think referee Tom is great, and I think this podcast is too harsh on him. If we could get some referee Toms in the chat and comments.
We can just blur.
Great, now I've got to cut that out.
We could just blur all of that, because fuck Tom.
So, keep your feet clean. Yep. Keep your elbow on the table. Then use your fingers.
Oh, see, that's, you tag in and then you just bam. No.
I don't trust you.
Are we ready?
Yep.
Are we ready?
Yep.
Wait.
You're doing the count.
Oh. Oh. I tickle your thumb.
Hands are very slippery. Come on, come on, come on.
I'm a slippery gypsy.
Come on, come on. Let's go, let's go, let's go.
Run. Hey, no biting, no biting.
Doesn't affect me. I've got nieces, bitches. No. Come on, two, what are we all at, like 15?
Winner. Rock.
Thank you.
My dick.
Good game.
Fuck you.
Really?
She's a sore loser.
That's okay.
That's why she's not allowed to wrestle on the podcast.
Really? Ooh, touch the left.
It's all right.
Sorry. I don't wrestle too much on the podcast because they can't handle my deadliness. I think that's. I don't think it's because I'm a sore loser.
That's what it says in the contract.
Can't talk about that. I'll get
sued. Oh, ooh.
No, it's fine. Contracts are just like time, they're not real.
Yeah. Well, it's like, you know, later when I wrestle, it's like as soon as, you know, things aren't looking like they're going my way, I'm just jumping over the top rope.
So you just run.
I'm getting paid, right?
Yeah,
exactly.
Yeah,
of course. It's in the
contract. There's a hot dog and a handshake, you know.
Yeah, somewhere.
I'm not shaking anybody's hand.
I'm sure there's a hot dog around somewhere.
We have
not
plenty
here,
of hot dogs around here, I think. I don't know.
I'd say, oh my God, because I run training at PCW, and I was asking some of the...
That's cool.
The new recruits and stuff like that. I was like, you know, why do you want to do wrestling? And some of them was like, oh, you know, I'd like to make a bit of money. And I'm just like, oh, okay. No.
Rethink your life choices.
Although that is actually one of the things, because I do a lot of character work with the guys, and I've started boiling down. There's basically two principles of wrestling, why you got into wrestling, that I ask anyone who's in wrestling. It's like, why are you in wrestling? Are you in wrestling to make money, or are you in wrestling to make moments? Which would you say you are?
Oh, moments for sure. Growing up, I just remember all the Eddie moments, and that's really stuck with me, so I want to do that stuff.
What about you?
Both.
I agree. I want to make moments, but I want to make money while doing it.
Yeah, why can't we do both?
My merch.
Plug your merch. Yeah,
Rocco and Roller.
And the Roller.
It's a great movie. and because I used to be in a band, that was like my original thing when I started wrestling before I was the boss.
That's really cool.
Yeah. And I like, because obviously I did the Roaring Elbow as a finisher because I'm a huge Masato Tanaka fan.
I've wrestled that guy.
I know, you bastard.
Yeah.
But I really wish that he did the Rolling Elbow because then I could call it the Rock and Rolling Elbow.
Ah.
But rolling Elbow is a shit. You do a Roaring Elbow because, you know, it's roaring. I can't say rock and roaring. It just doesn't sound right.
Why not?
Because it doesn't sound right. Rock and roll. You don't say rock and roll.
Why don't you just call it a rock and roll?
Yeah. I mean, unless I said raw is in R-A-W, then, you know.
Roller.
Why don't you just call it a rock and rolling elbow?
Because it's the roaring elbow.
I think it's called a roaring elbow because Joey Styles was making fun of how Japanese people say their L's.
Yeah, it's for hilarious.
So he's saying rolling.
Well, it's the Daigan elbow.
To Masato Tanaka is the rolling elbow.
Yeah, that's fair. But Masato Tanaka is like the boss. I love that man. He's still going. Also, Kenta Kobashi, I'm going to be on a show with him at the end of the month.
Who did he ever be? Honestly,
really?
Pussy. Do you want to do the podcast, bro?
Yeah.
Smash
him. I'd love to work him. I wouldn't eat the man.
I'd shoot on him. Fuck him.
Okay, he's old.
Squash the fuck out.
Go for the knees. Go for the fucking knees.
Crush his fucking skull. Yeah, right?
I have a really like wholesome story about Tanaka.
Yeah.
So we was backstage and he was in the locker room by himself and he was just like on his phone. And I walked in to get something from my bag or some shit. And I had Pixie with me at the time. And I walk in and we kind of just like look at each other. And like he didn't look overly happy. So I just started having a chat. How did you go tonight? Like we were just having a chat. And he just come up to me. He's like, can I touch her? I was like, of course you can. And then he like gave her a cuddle. And he was just—he just needed it, like you could just tell. And then he's like, "Do you mind taking a picture for me?" I was like, "No, of course not." So I took a picture of him and Pixie together. And then he was telling me, he's like, "Oh, I miss my family, I miss home." And as I was packing my bag up, my suitcase broke, and I look, and like the whole like it was like a plastic suitcase with the wheel, like the whole corner came off. And he was just like, like now I've got to go get another bag. He was just stressed about it.
Yeah.
But he was just like, he was so appreciative of just the simple, nice interaction that we had. Like it was a lot of people would just think it was nothing, but it made his day, and he thanked me for it. And it was like, what the fuck is going on? Like, you forget. In life, like, we get caught up in so much fucking shit, and it's just like we forget the really cool small shit that happens. It's just like we have blinders on like a fucking horse, and we don't see the cool shit in life when there's so much cool shit.
Yeah,
you know, a simple thing is seeing a rat and giving it a pat. That can change your whole fucking perspective of your day.
That's why, like, you're always trying to smile at people out on the street and stuff. Like, you know that.
Depends where
just, you nod at people, you know, especially, you know, it's like that unspoken thing. If you see another wog, you just kind of like, it's the chin up. It's it. So.
Yeah, that's fair.
Yeah, it's just a thing.
Yeah.
It's an unspoken thing.
I get that.
Should draw another card?
Should we draw another card?
Oh, if you want, yeah.
All right, I'm going to go with this one hiding.
You like things that hide?
I do.
What's your favorite place to hide?
Ooh, that's a good question. My favorite place to hide, this is going to sound like really lame and stuff like that, but my favorite place to hide is a good book. Just go sit in a corner with a book and just read. That's actually a thing. I do that whenever I'm out, like a lot of the times backstage at wrestling, I will just put headphones on. I don't have anything playing on my headphones, but I will just put my headphones on so people don't talk to me. Nothing pisses me off more than when you're sitting there minding your own business, you've got your headphones on, and some fuckwit comes up and starts talking to you about the weather. Like, I don't care. Like, piss off.
I only talk to people with headphones on. Go up to them. See how they people I talk to.
Yeah, because you know, you're kind of like, this person doesn't want to be talked to. Fuck them.
Would you say burying your head in a book gives you some sort of clarity? Because this is what the card you pulled.
Huh. I would. Love a good book. I'm one of those, I'm a nerdy, well, I shouldn't be revealing this stuff about myself, you know, because I you know, I like to act, you know, play the part of a tough badass and stuff
that.
But like, I was the kind of kid who, when they were a little kid and stuff like that, when you'd play video games, you know how no one reads instruction manuals?
Yes.
I like, when my dad used to play the Ultima games, I'd sit there with the instruction manual and read all the lore behind the characters and stuff like that. I love that sort of stuff.
Do you read the instructions when you build shit?
Yeah. A lot of people don't do that.
I just look at the pictures and hope for the best.
I never understand when people get like 15 steps into something and they're like, oh, it's not working. And it's like, did you read the instructions? They're like, I skimmed it. And it's like, well,
Bro, if the writing's too small, you gotta find your language. They've got so much fucking, too many options. Too many options. But
you like that.
With this card, the cool thing about it is obviously there's three.
Yeah.
Wrestling, rule of three. So it does relate to this, and it does relate to your first card, because the first card, I feel like it's obviously more about your career than anything else. You being black and white, you obviously having the fallout with Tommy, and now you spreading your wings and speaking your true word.
Yeah.
I feel like by you doing that, you're going to get a lot of personal clarity in the ring, out of the ring, as a wrestler.
Yeah, I don't like people. People suck. Like, all of you can go fuck and fuck yourselves. People suck. I hate humans. That's why, that's why, Tommy and I worked well as a team, because, Tommy hates people as well.
Yeah, you got a good team or any good partnership, friendship, you have common goals.
Yeah.
Common morals, common
values.
Well,
not anymore, and, that's why we parted our ways. But it's all right. You'll get your time, Tommy. I'm coming for you, baby. He'll get it. He can get it. Hey, I'd been asking him for years. I said, hey, bro, when he was national champ, I was like, hey, bro, how about we do Tommy versus Rocco? Let's find out who's the better Stallone. And he was always like, maybe later, maybe later.
Do you think he's scared?
I don't know. He's a big dude.
He's fucking huge.
He's a big
and
man.
And he's very intimidating.
He's a very tough dude.
He is.
But,
he could be one of the tallest people I know.
Yeah?
Yeah.
He's a big guy.
Yeah.
I hate tall people. Tall people suck. No, they've just got advantages over everyone else. It's like, how does it feel being tall? Like, it must be great being able to reach the top shelf without standing on your tiptoes, you dicks. Seriously, how tall are you?
6 foot.
Yeah, but fine, I'm 6'2", you're okay.
Mr. Rocco, have you had any other, because you're going into a big feud, right, at the moment. So it's obviously, it's stressful. Is there any other training or other martial arts you could use to help you within this?
I've started transitioning to boxing. I think in professional wrestling, a lot of us, we fancy ourselves as, tough guys and stuff like that. And, I've got terrible knees. When I was younger, I wanted to get into MMA, but, if I did kickboxing, if you kick me in the knee, that's it. I'm tapping out straight away. But with boxing, I was I just get to use my hands. Whereas with wrestling, there's dynamics to it. In boxing, I can't get away with biting someone or punching him in the dick when the referee's not looking.
You can.
In wrestling, I can do that. As long as the referee doesn't see it, it's not cheating. Whereas in boxing, there's more stringent rules. And I was sort of like, I want to test myself and see if I can actually go under stricter rule sets and stuff like that. And it's been frustrating. I've had two fights now. My last fight, I lost a very narrow split decision, which pissed me off. Because I had the flu the entire last week leading up to the fight, so I didn't train once. And you watch the footage, because I was watching it back, and for the first two rounds, I wouldn't say that I was completely starching the dude, but I was winning. And then in the final round, with about a minute to go, my gas tank just emptied, and you watch me. I've gone from moving, throwing shots, so I literally just stand still, and my hands go down, and he proceeded to punch me about 30 times unanswered. Yeah. Referees didn't stop it, but I did get a standing 8 count, and then he won a split decision. So I was gutted.
Yeah.
Because I was like, imagine if I had trained that final week and had been at 100%. So I was going to fight on November 28th, but I've got a couple of nagging injuries from wrestling. So I'm going to wait until I think March next year is the next opportunity.
Give you some time to prepare.
Yeah, and I can also get my weight down as well, because the guys at 90 kilos are all 6'4".
Yeah.
And I'm just too small.
Yeah, okay. Yeah.
Tall people.
Tall.
With your big reach.
Fuck the tall mob. Yeah, that's cool. That's cool. That's exciting. Yeah. That's really exciting.
I used to do Taekwondo when I was a youngster until I cracked my patella at school.
What the fuck is that?
My kneecap. I split my kneecap in three places.
Yeah. I have another question.
Yes.
What do you think happens to you when you die?
That's a good question. I choose to believe that something does happen, that there's probably something going on after we pass. I don't know what it is, but I'd like to learn. There's
you
obviously
learn it tonight?
Well, yeah, because there's a lot of religions, obviously being a wog, I was raised, Catholic and stuff like that. We believe in heaven and stuff like that. And I kind of look at that, if you look at it from that perspective, it could be anything. Heaven could be a real thing, or it could just be when we die, We dream, and if we honestly, our conscience believes we're a good person, we dream of heaven. If our conscience believes we're a bad person, we dream of hell. That could be it. I don't know.
What do you think happens to your soul, though?
I don't know. I'd like to believe that reincarnation is a thing.
Yeah.
If it is, hopefully I get reincarnated as something good.
Yep.
I mean, worst case, if you get reincarnated as like a mosquito and stuff like that, their lifespan's what, a couple of days? Like,
I don't know. What do you want to be reincarnated as?
I don't know.
I'd like to be a crocodile.
Hit a crocodile would be good.
I'd be badass as fuck. I call myself fucking Boris.
Well, it depends. Do you think you can be reanimated as inanimate objects? Because being like reincarnated as like a claymore or so like a sword or something like that would be like metal as fuck.
I mean, that has merit because like there are things where it's like you can have a possession that's haunted. So there's like a spirit that's attached to a certain thing. And it could be like a piece of wood. It could be an object. It could be just residual energy inside something.
Well, so that was that could be a thing. I want to be, you know, where they cremate you and then they plant you as a tree. I'd like to do that.
Yeah?
Yeah. I'm an organ donor.
On your tree.
Do it. I don't give a shit. But yeah, I'm an organ donor as well. Like, if you've got healthy organs, you should be an organ donor.
If you die tonight, can I eat a part of you?
We
of
course.
That's totally fine. We. Depends on what part you're going to eat. You can eat my kidneys. They're pretty healthy. I haven't had a drink in nearly 8 years now.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah.
Good for you, man.
Yeah. Cool. I haven't touched cigarettes either in about that time, so my lungs are pretty healthy too.
What about the arse?
You can eat my arse. It is. I work on it. What? I do my Bulgarian split squats. Yeah, here we go.
What would the texture be of a lung? Like rubbery?
I reckon.
Octopus?
Yeah, probably. Octopus is delicious. Not a fan. I never used to like it when I was younger. I never used to like tomatoes when I was a kid. Now I eat tomatoes like apples.
Same.
Right? But just go.
That's wild. All right, brother. Thank you for coming.
That's all right. Thank you for having me. Hopefully I haven't been too boring.
Yep. Great. You're fantastic. That's you're good. Awesome.
Thank you.
But unfortunately, you're about to have a near-death experience.
That's all right. Look, I thought I'd challenge myself. I didn't tape my wrist tonight. I'm going to go in there with the intention to not throw any hands. I'm going to grapple this. I've been watching what Sid's been up to, and I like the grappling. It's something that I've never really applied myself to, and I want to challenge myself by trying to go toe-to-toe in a grappling match with this man. I don't want to throw hands. I don't want to be kicking. I don't want to be punching. I don't want to be throwing headbutts. I want to try to out-grapple this man because I reckon I can take him.
You really think so?
I think can the boss take Sid Parker?
Yeah, but he's got like 65 million years of like rapt knowledge of grappling.
Yeah, that's cool. I mean, I'm pretty sure I've referred to him as the Jurassic Jackass in the past. So, you know. I know you're listening, Sid. I don't give a shit. Come at me, bro. As long as he doesn't spit on me, that's
my. I can't make no promises.
Look, I've spat at people before when I really want to like bait them into doing it. Like, if you want to get in a fight, someone spit on
me. Yeah, spitting's fighting words, 100%. If you spit on me, I'm headbutting you.
Oh, yeah.
100%. But I can't say that I have spat on people before and it's initiated it. But, you know, I think it's a good go-to.
It's the universal language of let's throw hands. That's all right. Also, by me saying I want to grapple Sid, it hopefully means he won't try kicking me in the face. So,
again,
I'm not necessarily saying he needs to honor
no promises.
My request. I mean, if he wants to, you know, be a cheeky bastard, he's more than welcome to. But
he is a cheeky bastard.
I want to challenge myself.
Well, let's fucking get this challenge on the road.
Let's rock and roll.
You ready?
I'm ready.
Warm. Are those your boxing boots?
Yes, I do use them when I box.
Yeah, cool. Is there any blood on them?
No, thankfully not. Interesting fact, they're actually James Sly Silver's old boots. I needed to borrow them for one show because my old, I wore a pair of boxing shoes and they broke. And I just turned in to Sly and I go, Sly, can I borrow your boots? Because you don't wear them anymore. And he's like, fine. And I'm like, I'll give them back when you need them. And he's just never asked for the boots back, so I've never given them back.
Pretty good.
I don't think that.
Careful, that cord,
though. That's
all right.
I'll make sure. Thank you.
You can
pop. Thank you. Oh, you know, looking a bit happy.
It's all right, it's all right. More tea, you're allowed.
All the time. He is a scary
motherfucker. I think he's cute.
I know you. For all my blustery intensity, I can't see any guy. Have I bitten off more than I can chew?
Nah, you got it, bro. Good luck, man.
He said, bro, you're smart, mate. Take it easy on you. Being a master, right?
Yes.
Okay. Did you have a certain class?
Great looker. Racist.
Well! Oh.
One big pile of shit.